welcome to the White Way, a public service radio program of the Moyili'ili Honganji. Moyili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Omitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moyili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Roy Abe, in memory of Shichiro and Kikue Abe. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Alan Urasaki, retired minister from the Federal Detention Center. Good morning, Reverend Urasaki.
Good morning, White Way Radio listeners. This is Reverend Alan Urasaki once again. Happy to be your speaker today on this beautiful Saturday morning. First, I just want to say thank you to our next Honganji minister, Blaine Nakasone, who gave a great talk last week. If you missed his talk, you want to go on the website and go to listen to it if you have a chance. It was wonderful. And I look forward to welcoming Reverend Blaine. Well, I guess he'll be the second Reverend Blaine. So it'll be Reverend Blaine the second returning and sharing his Nembutsu heart for the future of the Honganji. You know, this is already the month of November. Soon it will be December and the holidays, and then we'll be starting a new year in a couple of months. How quickly time flies by, especially when you're retired like me. Last year, I gave a talk, you know, as I was coming up on my retirement from the federal prison. And so if you're retired, no one ever told me that you'll be more busy than were you when you were working. Anyway, but I digress. November is a very busy month. We are in the midst of UH football season, you know, and you know, what is going on with UH? But hey, you know, that's for another sermon. But I'll be watching the UH game tonight, rooting them on with the Brotherhood. Election Day is coming up on Tuesday. Well, this past Tuesday. So I hope all of you have voted and did your civic duty. Then we remembered our veterans yesterday and their service to our country on Veterans Day. And we will be ending the month with our Thanksgiving holiday. And of course, my wife's favorite holidays, Black Friday and Cyber Monday. In our temples, we also hold a very important observance each year, and that's that of Eitaikyo. It is one of our major services throughout the year. Eitaikyo is a memorial service in which we honor and remember all the past temple members, whether we know them or not, known or unknown, who have dedicated themselves to the Buddha, the Dharma, and Sangha of our temple. It is really a kind of giving thanks service to our dedicated temple members in the past, present, and those who will come in the future. The term Eitaikyo is an abridgment of the Japanese word Eitaidokyo, which translated means the perpetual chanting of the sutra in memory of the deceased. It signifies that all those who have passed away lived in the teachings of the Buddha or Buddha Dharma. This signification gives each of us a chance to affirm our own understanding of Buddhism because of the guidance of the Buddha through our past temple members. Such affirmation gives us the precious opportunity to see how the Nembutsu teaching has helped or is helping us in our lives today, and to realize this great gift of life, this oneness of life. It means we are all connected and interdependent to each other. We rely on each other in the Nembutsu. Acknowledging our Dharma connection to those who have passed away empowers us to pursue the path of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. This great virtue is a kind of a treasure, right? We call those the three treasures, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And this, in Jodo Shinshu Buddhism, is really shown in the practice of these three treasures in our daily lives. For more than 100 years, the temples have been a central place that comes to serve the needs of our members, families, friends, and the wider community. But when we go to temple for a taikyo service and sit in the hondo, think about this. As I sit here in this temple is just for me. Not me as in me, but me as in you. The temple is just for you. Not only the physical structure, but the gathering with other Dharma friends and Sangha members. It is the chanting of the sutras together. Kimyo, Muryo, Junyo Dai. Listening to the Dharma talk, whether it's from the minister or a lay speaker. Everyone enjoying refreshments together after the service. And by the way, Mo Ili Ili has the best refreshments. Cleaning up together, being together, working together, one place, one time. The temple has provided for us an opportunity to deepen our understanding of life, to live our life together. And this gives us our spiritual strength through the guidance of the Nembutsu. All of this is because and due to the many generations of members before us who did the same thing. Got together, chanted the sutras, listening to the Dharma talks, arguing about business things, everyone enjoying refreshments after service. The ladies try to outdo each other with refreshments, being together, working together. That has been done many generations, each generation before us. And all of those people have lived and passed away in this life of the Nembutsu. Because of their unselfish dedication, we are given this great temple. The Taikyo service is essentially a chance for us to show our indebtedness and gratitude to all those who have helped us to live in the Nembutsu teaching. Sure, there's more to learn, and we do that every day in life. Not just at the temple, but at work, at school, at home, when we're with our family, our friends, out in the community, all that in the Nembutsu. So as I close today, I wish all of you a great month of holidays and many opportunities to express our appreciation. Just to say thank you to our family, our friends, co-workers, neighbors, temple members, ministers, strangers, the barista at Starbucks, all those who support us in living this life in the Nembutsu. And for this, we are truly grateful. Take care, and I'll talk to you again later. Namu Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Urasaki, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, November 13th, the speaker at a 9 a.m. hybrid Sangha Memorial Itaikyo and Remembrance Service will be Reverend I. Hironaka of Lahaina Honganji. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Roy Abe, and our speaker, Reverend Alan Urasaki. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Kazunori Takahashi, Rinban of Honpa Honganji Hilo Betsuin. Namo Amida Butsu.